of their son. A car loaded with gas bottles and weapons has rammed into a police van and burst into flames on the Champs-Élysées in France. Only the driver was killed in what's being called an attempted attack, with the Kalashnikov rifle, handguns and gas bottles also reportedly found inside the car. And an adventurous toddler who was found walking through Melbourne's West early this morning dressed in his pyjamas has been reunited with his mother. The three-year-old boy was found around 2 a.m. in Melton by a local resident who took him to police. His mother, Catherine Rudkins, told Nine News the boy managed to unlock his own front door before walking into the street. In sport, Tom Rogic has again starred for the Socceroos, scoring a goal in their 3-2 loss to world powerhouse Germany overnight. Rogic and Tommy Urich both got on the score sheet, while Tim Cahill passed Lucas Neal on the all-time appearance list with his 98th cap. Australia's second group game in the Confederations Cup is on Friday morning against Cameroon. The Panthers have released Kiwi international Peter Hicku, effective immediately, with the 24-year-old expected to join the UK Super League. Panthers general manager Phil Gould says it was unfortunate to lose a player of Hicku's class, but with several young guns coming through, they simply can't fit everyone under the salary cap. Wallabies fly half Bernard Foley spoke to the Big Sports Breakfast this morning about the recent Facebook post from a supporter who suggested how the side can improve.
As a player, you know, it's never great to have those things questioned, or especially the intangibles or the work rate. So for us, it's probably, you know, it's another bit of motivation to know that, to make sure that doesn't happen again.
And Aussie Megan Anderson will fight for the UFC Women's Featherweight World title against Brazilian mixed martial arts star Chris Cyborg Justino on the main card of UFC 214 on July 29. Justino boasts a 16-1 record, while Anderson from the Gold Coast has less experience with an 8-2 record since turning professional. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio travels far and wide to bring you the best in thoroughbred racing. Sunday, we're off to the northwest for Coonamble Cannonball Race Day. Race morning preview at 10 this Sunday on Sky Sports Radio. Harvey Norman, massive half-yearly clearance with 50 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until August 2021. Huge reductions. Technology, entertainment and home appliances, furniture, bedding in Manchester. 50 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until August 2021. Minimum financed amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Shop in-store and online. Harvey Norman, massive half-yearly clearance.
Enjoy black type racing at Rose Hill Gardens from some of the best vantage points on course. Ranging from the affordable to the exclusive, settle in for a day of racing action at one of the fabulous trackside dining options at Rose Hill Gardens. Ever-changing seasonal menus, race day themed street food vendors and tailored corporate packages will have you and your guests enjoying the best race day entertainment. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Book your place today at theatc.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio, with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ. Racing HQ is proudly brought to you by TAB and Twin Hill Stud, home of Bobby Skinner and Odyssey Moon.
Yes, well, welcome back. This is Racing HQ continuing. We normally at this time have our New South Wales preview, but as we told you prior to the 10 o'clock news, Coffs Harbour is off today, obviously. And now we're going to focus in on Victorian thoroughbred racing. Today they race on the synthetic at Pakenham, and Warren Huntley joins us. Morning to you, Warren.
Morning, Andrew.
Thanks for coming on a bit earlier than normal. How's this program look? They've got 8 races on the synthetic today at Pakenham.
Been a bit of saviour for us at times, Andrew, the synthetic tracks. And the good thing is you can do your form pretty early because you know how the track's going to set up, although there has been some variations in patterns at times. But in general, you know how the track's going to play. And I think we do get a pretty high degree of horses staying in the field, not as many scratchings with variations in track conditions, etc. So it makes it a bit easier to get stuck into your work early. They serve a purpose. I certainly don't think they're the be-all and end-all, the synthetic tracks. It does look like the weather's going to turn down here in Victoria at the end of this week, so we're going to get some real winter weather that has been experienced north of the Murray heading our way shortly. But specifically with this meeting, I think there's a little bit of value, and I think there's a couple of each-way odds that we can play through the day, and maybe even a multi each way with the both of them might be a way to attack the program.
All right, well, let's get cracking. The first race today at 1 o'clock over the 1,400 metres. The current odds with Tab Fixed Odds have a clear favourite, 9 Rocket Cod at $1.95 for Craig Williams. High Valley the 1 and 8 Zarsus at $6.50 and 6 Innocent Doubt at $10. But a shorty here in the first for Hayes and Dabernick.
I'm sure he'll be ridden more along the lines of he was first up rather than second up, Andrew. He was just doing a bit too much work on the speed against his normal pattern last start. He really did catch the eye working home solidly first up on the synthetic track at Geelong, number 9, Rocket Cod, and I'm sure that's the way he'll be ridden today. From an inside draw, he doesn't have to get too far back, but I don't think he'll be the bunny that they're all chasing. And look, it's a modest race, and his run two starts back is certainly good enough to be winning this. Wary of taking a short price about such a horse that's got that one good run on his CV, but if he runs to that, he's probably better than these, Andrew. Number 8, Zarsus, is getting fitter, and I think just held his ground, or held her ground okay, last start behind Stormmaster, over 1,400 metres, so she's had the run in the distance range, fitter for three runs back from a spell. An interesting run is number 7, Kitty Pryde. I thought she actually stuck to her task okay last start behind Alejandra in what looked like a decently run race at the synthetic track at Geelong. That was after a long break over 1,100 metres, so now fitter up to 1,400 metres suits, gets a claim from a good draw. And one High Valley, he's had a few homes. He's been with Matty Leake for a little while now. He's resuming here, and he jumped out on the rain-affected ground at Pakenham recently, racing.com park. I don't think he handles that, but he's next best for me in a race that does fall away. 9-8-7-1.
9-8-7-1 in the first for Warren. We move to race two now, the three-year-old maiden over the 1,400. The scratchings here, 2, 4, 8 and 9. We've got Bellamia here for Colin Little and Noel Callow. It had drawn wide, but the scratchings bring it in. It's currently with Tab Fixed Odds at $2.50. The toppy Auric Gold at $4.20. 5 Winner at $4.20 as well. Number 10 Paper Chaser at $4.60. And number 12 Thomasina at $7.50. Colin Little and Noel Callow have the favourite here, the 7.
And I think she's under the odds, Andrew. Noel rode her last start, and she was ducking and weaving back nearer the inside. Maybe the race wasn't run to suit her, and you mentioned the barrier draw. Maybe she's just going to be better blending to the outside. That's when we've seen the best of her. She was only first up, so she's entitled to be fitter for that last up run. But I wouldn't be surprised to see that market balance up a little bit as we get closer. Before scratchings, there was plenty of $6 available for one. Auric Gold, I think he's going really well. He didn't handle that shifty track at Seymour on debut. His run at Werribee was good, and his run at Pakenham was good. Only grabbed late by Hackerack, who's got some good form through some strong maidens and even a good run in better company than Maiden Grader. I still think that's a bit of value about Auric Gold with the winkers going on and two runs at 1,400 metres under the belt. Stephen Baster and Peter Morgan combining in the Michael Christian colour. So it's the eloping team getting back together here, Andrew. I think Auric Gold's got a terrific chance. Although Paper Chaser was strong to the line first up over 1,100 metres, will be fitter, stepping up in distance suits. Bellamy's got a chance, but as I mentioned, I think she's seriously under the odds and likely to drift. And 5, Winner. I thought ran okay. Nothing flash about what she did, but she stuck to her task, or he stuck to his task quite well in a Metropolitan Maiden behind Deadly Choices and will be fitter stepping up in trip suits. 1, 10, 7 and 5.
1, 10, 7 and 5 for Warren in race two. Race three is the maiden plate over the 1,600 metres. The emergency's coming out down the bottom, 12, 13, 14 and 15. Linda Meach, just on her, she's riding the favourite in this one, Warren, but she's just a... She's a low-key jockey that has high ability of success. She just continually rides winners, and surprisingly, normally at big double-figure odds. She rides so well.
She works so hard, Andrew, and like testament to Linda was that when Peter Moody was training, she was part of that team, and Peter was happy to put her on in Group 1 races and other races. She gets in, she does the work, she goes to the races, and more often than not, she implements the plan that the connections have got in place. She's certainly not frightened to go forward on a horse and dare the opposition to run her down. And now she's formed some good associations with some other stables, as a number of riders have had to do with Pete on the sidelines. And she's going very well, and you wouldn't balk at all if you had a share in a horse and the trainer told you that I've booked Linda Meach to ride. She does a terrific job.
Yeah, she does. Kenny Keyes has got her on Madam Stowell here, number 10. It's the fixed odds favourite at this stage at $2.90, number 10. Three Julio for Bo Mertens at $4. Electrolyte for Noel Callow and Colin Little, number 1, at $5. And number 9 is also at $5. And then there's a big drift out to $12 for Satchmo, number 6. So 10, 3, 1 and 9 is the market order. They absolutely dominated, Warren.
I'm trusting that form line, Andrew, that Madam Style comes through. I've already tipped Auric Gold as a value selection in race two, coming through that race behind Hackerack, and a couple of key runners come through that race also. So by the time race three comes around, we'll have a guide on how Auric Gold's gone, and I expect him to run very well. And Madam Style was finishing on down the outside with Hackerack in that race. Auric Gold was the horse that was exposed that little bit early and battled on well. And LA Unique was the horse that was leading up that race and also battled on well. And I think that's a really strong form reference, Andrew. And I'm going to go with Madam Style with the benefit of that run under her belt. And I think particularly stepping up the 1,600 metres suits her off. Formed through some pretty strong maidens at her two runs to date behind Lara's Web and Hackerack. I think LA Unique, who led up at the 1,400 metres last start, will give a sight. He certainly wasn't weakening late. He battled on really bravely on the speed. Electrolyte was ridden against his pattern last start. No doubt that he's a better horse chasing, and I'd expect with Callow aboard, that's the way he'll be ridden to finish off. And I thought number 3, Julio, did a little bit of work early last start. Under the circumstances, probably battled on okay, and now rolling along to 1,600 metres from a good draw, shouldn't have to do anywhere near as much work in the early stages. 10, 9, 1 and 3.
10, 9, 1 and 3 there in race number 3 to the fourth race. We're previewing the synthetic program at Pakenham today with Warren Huntley, with no New South Wales meeting today. In this race, take out 3, 4, 9, 10 and 11. We've got a debuter, a couple of them here, or in fact only the one now, for Hayes and Dabernick, Craig Williams, St. Vaduz at $2.20. Eminent Sun, number 2, at $2.70. Red Gucci, number 8, at $5.50. What do we know about this debut for Hayes and Dabernick, the favourite at the moment, Warren?
One of the more interesting runners of the day, Andrew. He's had two trials on the Gold Coast, a fourth and a second at his most recent trial. There's been some good winning form to come out of both of those trials, and he was with Matty Dunn when he had those trials, and now he appears to make the debut for the Hayes and Dabernick yard. So it's a really interesting scenario here for Man Mountain Rain. I'm not sure about the circumstances that have conspired to make that happen, but liked his trials. And as I mentioned, there's some good form around his trials already through the regions up around near the Gold Coast. I'm going to go with him, St. Vaduz. I think the trials have been encouraging and certainly don't have too much of a concern about wide draws here on the Pakenham synthetic track. I think as long as horses get into their rhythm, particularly from the 1,000-metre start, Craig Williams can have the horse somewhere either on the speed if he's got the dash to be there or just stalking up with cover. And no disadvantage at all to be trying to make a run down the middle of the track here on the synthetic track at Pakenham. Going to go with St. Vaduz. Eminent Sun's an interesting runner. The Stockdales combining again, Frankie and Brandon, as they did for Metropolitan win at Mooney Valley on Saturday, and some good form references on Eminent Sun's form card. Couldn't find a trial or a jump out for him, but fresh at 1,000 metres, I think that's probably trial might have just taken the edge off him for that. A little bit of a gear change with a kite and noseband going on. He can get trucking a little bit, so maybe the 1,000 metres in what hopefully will be a fast run race, he'll be strong late. I think he's the obvious danger, as the market suggests. It looks a bit of a two-horse race. 8 Red Gucci had been trialling up better for Sahaba San than Red Gucci performed first up. I think she can improve on that run with the run under the belt. And I Love Champagne's an interesting runner, number 7. Now with Grant and Peter Dalziel, formerly with Russell Cameron, but still in the ownership of Russell's wife, Judy, maybe just wasn't coping with life at Flemington's, got the blinkers on and the tongue tie off, and had just shown enough at some of the jump outs at Flemington. Race day performances are poor, Andrew, but just interesting that Judy's still the owner with a different stable, and maybe a change of environment could see some spark of improvement in what a race that does fall away. 12, 2, 8 and 7.
12, 2, 8 and 7 in race 4. To race 5, a benchmark 70. It's fallen away now. Only the four runners. The scratchings are 1 and 5. In saddlecloth order here with Tab Fixed Odds, number 2 is at 370. Number 3 at 340. Number 4 also 340. And number 6 at 350. So the four runners, we've got a 30-cent spread, Warren. So how are you going to help us with the four races?
think the most popular selection in the first leg of the quaddie will be F, Andrew.
Yeah.
I don't think too many people will be trying to split these. And I can understand it. I'm siding with number two, Champagne Cocktail. She's just got such a good record at this track. She's had four runs back from a spell. Now she comes through a pretty strong race behind Recalculate last start on soft ground, which I think is not her preferred surface. But she had seven starts here for two wins and two minor placings and fitter for those runs, as I referenced. And I think she's, well, as the market suggests, they've all probably got as good a chance as themselves. But I'm siding with Champagne Cocktail. As much as anything, she's dropping in grade and she loves racing here. Frankincense, he's a bit of a Jekyll and Hyde character. I'd been batting up for him right through his career, and we parted ways before he won at Pakenham last start. But that was a good positive ride from Daniel Moore on that occasion, and we saw the best of Frankincense. And he'd been threatening to do something like that. He goes up in grade here, but in a small field, if he can reproduce that, he's certainly got a chance. I thought Intrigo closed off okay last start, gets the blinkers off and the visor on here. And through the same form line, Miss Clooney, maybe she was in slightly restricted room. I would have just liked to see her finish off that little bit better coming through the same race as Intrigo. 2, 3, 6, 4.
Righto. F, as you say, for the first leg. We don't want to get bowled out in the four-horse field out of the quaddie this afternoon, do we? Race 6 comes up, a benchmark 58 over the mile. The scratchings here are 5, 12, 14 and 15, so benefiting number 13, an emergency gains a start. The current prices with tab fixed odds, number 10, Red Velvet Swing for Daniel Moore at 3.30 and favourite, 11, The Sands at 6.50, 1, Robbo the Bold at 7.50, 3, Crisis Point also at 7.50, 9, Coco Set at $8, 6, Highgate Hill at 9, Little Lingy number 4 at 9.50. So there's 5 or 6 here under the $10 mark here, Warren, in race 6 at the moment.
Numbers 10, 6 and 4 in that selection order, Andrew, are my key three runners here. And if I was going to narrow down the quaddie, they'd be the three I'd be going with. I'm going to go with 10, Red Velvet Swing. It got an absolute Damien Oliver special in a race that was set up for her to finish off last start to get her maiden out of the way. And she's deep into her preparation. But the form through her races leading into that win last start has just been the strongest form reference in races of about 1,600 metres around that maiden 58 type of grade in recent times. So if she can maintain that form, then she's the one to beat. Daniel Moore taking over from Ollie today. You mentioned Linda Meach earlier, Andrew. Daniel Moore's someone who works so hard, and he's just making the most of the opportunities he gets. He's not a high-profile jockey, a bit similar to Linda, but when he gets opportunities from the likes of Dan O'Brien or Lee Friedman, he makes the most of them, and he just gets about doing his business and then turns up wherever he needs to turn up the next day. So he just gets the job done, Daniel, and I think he can do it again on 10, Red Velvet Swing. Looking for horses that haven't reached their mark and are still on the up, I think Highgate Hill did enough first up. She'll be fitter with that run under the belt. She'll be strong late, stepping up in distance suits. Little Lingy only won a maiden last start, as did Red Velvet Swing, but was 1,200 to 1,600 metres on that occasion. So there should be more improvement in Little Lingy off that maiden victory, and does look to have some upside, where a lot of these are just hanging around that 58 grade and probably destined to come in and out of it as their career goes on. And I think Little Lingy does have some upside. And a horse that probably is at his mark, but it'll be strong late and may be suited stepping up in distance, because he does have quite a good record at the trip, is 11, The Sands. But I think the race revolves around numbers 10, 6 and 4, and I put them in 10, 6, 4, 11.
10, 6, 4, 11 in race number 6. Let's move now to race number 7 on this program. Now, in the 7th, the scratchings are 7 and 13. 7 and 13 out of this one. Balomo, number 1 for Mark Allen, is at $2.80. Number 2, Schnitzel Music, at $3. Tri Pink, number 6, at $5. Dame Vassa, number 3, at $6. And then out to 11, Pure Esteem, at $15. So again, 3 or 4 dominated under 10, and then we're out to Pure Esteem at $15. Warren?
I think the two horses firing for favouritism here, Andrew, are under the odds. I think that's great value each way odds about number 6, Tri Pink. I know she's only won the one race, but we're in a benchmark 58 here, and her two recent trials just give every indication she's come back a better horse. She's trialled well on two occasions and was really strong to the line last start. 1,200 metres is a really solid kick-off point for her after coming off a strong finishing trial placing and then a trial win. She's had a good grounding to get back to the races. There'll be enough speed here for her to be able to just balance up and work down the middle of the track. I think that's terrific odds about 6, Tri Pink. Number three, Dame Bassa. She'll get better as she gets over further, but her jump outs at home have been encouraging. I think she's also going to be strong late at the end of the 1,200 metres. Palomo's going okay. He's fitter now. He's some query at this trip, as is number two, Snitzel Music, who was all right last night behind Abriola, but she went on to win a benchmark 64 out of that race. So that was a solid benchmark 58 that they were racing in there at Geelong. But again, I'm not that convinced about Snitzel Music at the end of 1,200 metres, but she's well graded here, particularly with the claim. I think 6 and 3 are a bit of value, particularly 6 ahead of 3, 1 and 2.
Yeah, $5 at this stage, as I say, for Tri Pink, and Madeline takes the ride on the favourite at this stage, Palomo number one. Let's move to the last race, 8, a benchmark 58. The scratchings in this are 7, 8, 15 and 16. 7, 8, 15 and 16. Number one, October 2-2 is the favourite here at $2.40, again for Hayes and Dabernick. Ensuing, number 10 at $5.50, 5 Strike Action at $7. 2, Schiller Rain at $8, and number 3, Schill Striker at $10. October 2-2 here. Tell us a little bit about this jockey, Warren. Ethan Brown takes 1.5 off the top weight here of 61.
We can say he's well-travelled, Andrew. He's apprenticed to Mick Kent. He's originally from the Central Australia, Alice Springs, and he's been down with Mick for a while now. He's actually going very well. He's got good patience. He certainly can ride a race, and he's learning how to do that from back in the field rather than just on the speed. I think Ethan's going very well. He was scheduled to go and have a few months in England to broaden his experience and ride track work over there a couple of weeks ago, but when he got to Heathrow Airport, he had the wrong visa and he was detained overnight and sent back. So when I said he was well-travelled, I was almost tongue-in-cheek, because most of his travelling's been back and forward from Alice Springs to Victoria.
Yeah, now I know the story now that you say that he had that dealing with, had to come back home, but let's hope the trip back has been worth it for today.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be good to get back to business as usual. And look, he's got a terrific chance here, although you'd have to question the integrity of October 2-2. He's had a couple of races to put to bed in recent times and hasn't been able to do it. He drops to 58 grade here. He should be close to peak fitness. He gets that 1.5 kilo claim for Ethan Brown. He's probably not going to get many better opportunities to win a race, but he looks to have had a couple of opportunities to win races in recent times. At a short price, you like to see horses savage the line a bit better than the 2-2 has been, but I'm tipping in because I think he's got a lot of things in his favour here. From a better barrier draw, I'd probably be tipping Schiller Rain. I thought was entitled to get tired, and it was only late in the race, in a race that was set up for swoopers at Sandown last start, that he got tired. He's run previously behind Tyrindale, was a good form reference for this. I think he's a legitimate danger, a must include at reasonable odds in quaddies, quinellas and trifectas and first fours. Ensuing probably just got a few things wrong from a manners point of view last start. Jockey with really good hands, Luke Curry taking over, I think will be an advantage for number 10 Ensuing. And 5 Strike Action ducked through near the inside last start and gave a good sight and was only just then gunned down late. Gets the blinkers on and the visor off here. Certainly, October 2-2 is the one to beat, but I'd want some insurance in other bet types. 1, 2, 10 and 5.
1, 2, 10 and 5. So how are we going to play the quaddie? Obviously, small field in that first leg, but how do we play the others? Do we stay wide?
I'm going with numbers, the field, F, 2, 3, 4 and 6 in the first leg, Andrew. I think we can narrow the second leg down to numbers 4, 6 and 10. I'm going to go with numbers 1, 2, 3 and 6 in the third leg. I think numbers 1 and 2 are the key numbers in the last leg, but for a bit more insurance, if you wanted to flex here and take a smaller percentage, I'd consider numbers 5 and 10 as next best in the last leg.
Okay, so that's the quaddie. First race today on the synthetic at Pakenham at 1 o'clock. Mark Hutter's going to join us after 11 o'clock as well to give us his thoughts as well. And we're going to take a little break, Warren, and we're going to come back and do a couple of interviews as well relevant to Pakenham today, being the Victorian Thoroughbred meeting as well as Townsville in Queensland. Mate, thanks for coming on a bit earlier than normal. Let's hope it's a winning day today.
Thanks, Andrew.
Warren Huntley joining us there, and it'll be interesting to see how that quaddie gets out. Let's go and have a chat with Robbie Griffiths. He's got Bellamo as his lone runner in that second last race today. Morning to you, Robbie.
Andrew, how are you?
Very well, mate. How you been? All right?
Terrific, thank you.
That's good. How do you see this horse today at the trip 1200?
I think the trip's okay. I'm not a wrap on the barrier and the weight. It could set up but he's in an awkward position. I think it's a race that he could run well in, but he does require a little bit of good fortune on his side to get into a reasonable position. And if he does have to go back a long way to not be stuck wide, he might have to give away too much of a head start with the weight. So it's a little bit tricky, but he's been running well in without winning this preparation, and a drop back in grade will certainly help him.
Yeah, the grade thing certainly comes through from the benchmark 64 back to this today of 58, but it does daunt you when you look at a horse carrying 62 kilos, doesn't it?
Well, he's not a tall horse, and a couple of the chances of taking a little bit of weight relief with claims. So, yeah, I'd be much happier had we have drawn an inside barrier and it wasn't going to be as hard to carry our weight. So where Matthew aligns him is going to be a little bit tricky. So, you know, the punters have to be a little bit careful there. But I think he's in his right race to run well. It's just a matter of whether he can get into a reasonable spot.
Robbie, the synthetic track's down there. He's raced on this at Pakenham three starts ago. Does he cope with it okay?
Seems to. He's won at Geelong. He's ran well at Geelong Synthetic, and he's also been fine at Pakenham Synthetic. So I don't think that's an issue for him. I think he's quite comfortable. He trains on it every day at when he does his fast work at Cranbourne Training Complex. So he's certainly had plenty of practice on that surface. I don't think that'll be a negative at all.
Okay. All right, mate. I hope the horse overcomes, just gets the right run for Matt Allen and can be in the finish. Thanks for your time, mate.
Good on you, Andrew.
Robbie Griffiths there talking about Ballymo. One earlier that I wanted to talk about was Auric Gold back in race two for Peter Morgan, who's online. Morning to you, Pete.
Morning, Andrew.
This horse just got exposed a little bit early the other day, didn't it?
Yes, he did, Andrew. He's sort of a big raw bugger. He's still learning a lot. He's taken a long time for the penny to drop, but put some winkers on him today and hope that he can run a bit straighter and run a bit kindly.
Yeah, the winkers will hopefully help that. We have Warren Huntley doing his preview 10 or 15 minutes ago, and the format of that Pakenham race, the last run, I reckon Warren predicts it will end up being pretty solid.
Yeah, I think so, Andrew. And also today, I think, you know, it's not a bad. There's a couple of good chances in it today, so it won't be that easy for him.
Where do you... the good thing is, you know, you can handle the track condition, and with the scratchings, your barrier's probably going to be near perfect.
Oh, I think so. You know, I've changed riders today. Steve does a lot of work for me, so he's got the ride today. So he'll be told to, you know, be positive at the start and get a good fit on him.
And then just not cuddle, but just with the winkers going on to keep him, try and keep him balanced up for the run home, because it is a decent one there, isn't it?
It is a decent one, so he should take his time doing that into the straight. And I hope he's there early, and you know, we can do something like that. So we'll just see how it pans out for him. But he's in good order, and the horse looked great.
And mate, this is the old loping team back together again, virtually, isn't it?
Yeah, virtually.
Hey, I think there's a fair few of the owners, Michael Christian's colours, and you enjoyed your time with the loping. You'd love to find another one, wouldn't you?
Yeah, still looking. You know what it's like, Andrew, to find another one.
Exactly. Hey, please tell me the right thing here, but what's happening with Zebulon?
Zebulon, I nominated him for Saturday, but I'm not sure if he'll run there or not. And he may go to Caulfield Saturday week. I think that's our plan for him at this stage.
Righto. No, he's a good horse. If he can get the right race, mate, he's very capable of winning anything.
Yeah, you know, the Goodwood didn't turn out. We drew a wide barrier. He stayed wide all the way and went a bit early on him, so it didn't pan out too good for us.
No, all right. We'll wait for Saturday week. Mate, good luck with Auric Gold today. Hope it's a winning one in race two.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Pete. Peter Morgan and Stephen Baster takes the ride, race two, number one. And that was one of Warren's each-wayers there, Auric Gold. That's